and you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have on the line right now? Hello, are you there, caller?
Hello.
Who are you?
Me, I'm Hank.
From?
Turbo Negro.
Welcome to the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, Hank.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, Hank, I wanted to ask you about your Canadian connections. On your brand new CD, Retox, Hank, you have a song called What Is Rock?
Yeah.
And you mentioned...
We have a song called What Is Rock on our CD, yeah.
And who do you mention in there from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
Well, we try not to confuse the question with famous Canadian... Canadian producer and fifth Metallica, Bob Rock.
Yes, actually, you are.
You are
coming through pretty good there, Hank. You probably don't have to speak as much in CB talk as you are. Actually, you're probably coming through okay. You don't probably don't have to yell as much.
Okay.
No, no problem. No problem. And if anybody has any questions for Hank from Turbo Negro, it is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-UBC-CITR. 604-UBC-CITR. Also, Hank, you on your new record, you have the song Garbage Dump.
Yeah.
And in it, you mentioned two dogs fucking.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's an allusion to the Dayglow Abortions. They have a song. They have an album called Two Dogs Fucking.
The song containing a scenario where two dogs are fucking is actually about the decline of the Western civilization, part 54. And that is the Retox theme.
And... Hank from Turbo Negro. Is it Turbo Negro or Negro? What is the usual pronunciation, and how does it vary from place to place?
Well, personally, I prefer to be as blunt as possible and say Turbo Negro. But my wingman and solo guitar hero, Euroboy, prefers to say Turbo Negro out of political correct motivation.
And you are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada next Thursday. Have you ever been here before? Have you played Vancouver, Canada before at all, Hank?
No, we never played British Columbia before. We have only played in Quebec. Le Canadien Français.
How did that go? How was the Quebec experience for Turbo Negro?
It was very separatist.
And, Hank, if anybody has any questions for you, it's 604-822-2487, UBC-CITR. So continuing on the Canadian connections, you mentioned Bob Rock in the song What Is Rock. You have the song You have the song Garbage Dump, where you mentioned two dogs fucking. Are you familiar with the band The Dayglow Abortions at all?
No, actually not.
Because they have an album called Two Dogs Fucking.
Well,
and in Vancouver, there is a tribute band here to Turbo Negro called the Denim Demons.
Oh, yeah, we have heard about them.
How many different tribute bands are there for Turbo Negro out there?
As far as I know, there are 37 tribute bands. Actually, 37 and a half, because one is a mixed Turbo tribute band and... Thin Lizzy tribute band.
What are some of the different names? What do you think of the name, the Denim Demons? Apparently they put on a great show, like they sound really great. Is it important when you're doing a Turbo Negro tribute band to sound good or to look good? What is the most important thing?
Well, the most important thing is to treat the original band with the utmost respect and not sound better or look better than the original band.
What are some of your favorite Turbo Negro tribute bands? What are they called, and where have you seen them?
Well, I prefer the mixed Turbo Negro Thin Lizzy tribute band, the so-called Mongoloid Jailbreakers.
And where are they out of?
They are from a small, tiny Dorf in Deutschland, a very small German village called Hochenhausen.
Caller, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead to Hank from Turbo Negro.
Hi, Hank.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you that I really enjoyed your workout DVD that came with Party Animals, because I too believe a rigorous workout regime is important. And my question,
so you have a very hot body then.
Yeah. Well, my question is, how do you maintain such a fine physique while you're traveling outside of your home country and your home gym? What is it that you do other than eat poutine in Quebec?
Well, it's very important that you choose the lighter beer types.
Really?
And that the lighter beer types.
Okay.
And that you don't eat up your potatoes, but stick to the pure red meat.
Now, caller, what are you talking about? There's a workout video? Could you explain to us? What is this workout video, caller?
Oh, it came as a surprise treat with Party Animals, when you buy Party Animals CD. And Hank actually describes how to work out efficiently and how he personally works out so very well to maintain such a wonderful physique.
What has the feedback been from the workout CD, DVD?
Hank?
What?
How has the response been for the workout DVD CD, Hank?
It's been very great, especially the very important message that males, that is men, should never work out their abdomens.
Right.
And caller, you've seen the Denim Demons, haven't you? Maybe you could tell Hank about Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada's contribution to the Turbo Negro tribute bands.
Yes, Denim Demons are awesome. They're really, really fun, and they always dress up as sailor boys covered in denim.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Very nice. And I'm hoping that when the show comes on October 11th, I'm going to get you to sign my bicep.
Oh, I'll sign every part of your body if it physique has been working out like in my CD.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for phoning in, caller. Any other questions to Hank from Turbo Negro?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, and doot 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 doot.
Doot 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 doot.
Almost doot 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 doot. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Survey Radio Show. And we're speaking here to Hank from Turbo Negro, who are playing in Vancouver next Thursday at the Commodore Ballroom. If you have any questions for Hank, it's 604-822-2487, UBC CITR. Now, Hank, you also have the song, We're Gonna Drop the Atom Bomb.
Yeah.
In it, you mention Oslo Girls.
Yeah.
What about Oslo Guys?
Well, they're also in that song. It's the unisex anti-Oslo song.
Hank!
The first verse, we're going to drop it on the boys. And in the second verse, the girls are going to get it.
Hank, how dark is it in northern Norway? How dark is it? Because that's where you grew up, right? In northern Norway. How dark is it there?
It's exactly as dark as in Nova Scotia.
How about getting alcohol? How hard is it to get alcohol in northern Norway, or how expensive is it? Because I know in Sweden, it's very expensive to get alcohol.
Well, in Sweden, it's very cheap compared to Norway, but I know this guy who has to pee for making his own alcohol, and that makes it extremely cheap.
Because that's what I was wondering. In Sweden, there were certain...
We call it moonshine.
Yes, that's what I was curious about. In Sweden, there are ways of getting cheap alcohol or to getting drunk really easy.
Hey, love.
Are you still there? Hello, Hank? Are you still there? Hank from Turbo Negro? Hello, hello? Hello, Hank from Turbo Negro. We will try to reconnect. We will try to reconnect with Hank from Turbo Negro. While we try to reconnect with Hank from Turbo Negro, let's try to check out a brand new track from Turbo Negro called Stroke Shaft.
glass. Stroke the shaft.
Stroke the shaft. Make it glass. Not too fast. The head's off limits. With the staff. Alpha mass. Cast the crest. The head's off limits. Stroke the shaft. Make it glass. Not too fast. The head's off limits. With the staff. Rest my task. Alpha mass. The head's off limits.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we just heard, what did we just hear, Hank? You got disconnected. We heard one of your songs, Stroke the Shaft.
Cool.
Brand new,
you know,
but
what? This is weird. I'm in the middle of a freeway. The limo has actually broke down.
Whoa. Well, hopefully it's not going to break down, because we want you in Canada on Thursday the 11th at the Commodore next week.
It's actually on fire now, and I'm standing in the middle of the freeway trying to avoid run over by a car.
With the song, Stroke the Shaft, don't want to distract you too much there, Hank, but you have the lyric, Scorch It, Torch It. Has that happened to you? Has your dick been on fire?
Well, you know, Scandinavian men are known to have very hot penises. And this is actually a metaphor for how hot we are. That it's so hot that our penises are actually on fire. But in reality, a penis cannot catch fire just of its own. You will have to pour gas on it and light it up.
Hank from Turbo Negro, you also have the song Hell to Pay. And on it, there is the lyric, I took my band across the land, but too much ass can destroy a man. How much can an ass take, Hank? How much can an ass take?
I don't know. It's it all depends upon the ass.
How about your own ass? Like, how much abuse did your ass take over the years, Hank, from Turbo Negro?
My ass have been visually abused a lot. People have been gazing at it very many times.
And if people would like to gaze at you next Thursday at the Commodore Ballroom, or they can speak to Hank from Turbo Negro right now, that's 604-822-247 UBC-CITR. If you have a question, Patrick, go phone in, 604-UBC-CITR. You also have the song Hell to Pay, and you have the song We're Gonna Drop the Atom Bomb.
That, yeah.
What is the bomb? What is the bomb?
Well, that is, the bomb is a nuclear device invented by a man called Oppenheimer.
Because what I was wondering is, Hank, in your years of touring, have you ever heard taking a shit described as the bomb? Like the way how when you go to a toilet that perhaps you don't want to sit on, you stand on the toilet, you take off your underwear, and then just as the log drops from your asshole, you flush the toilet with your right leg or whatever so that there's no splash. Have you encountered that at all?
Oh, actually not, because personally I belong to old Danish nobility, and I was brought up not to use public restrooms in any manner. So what we do as old Northern European nobility, we go to colon clinics and empty our bowels once a week.
Hank from Turbo Negro, you also have a song called You Must Bleed All Night Long. Has that happened to you? Have you bled all night long during a gig? How are the gigs going so far? Any blood?
No, never. the song is actually the singer telling other people that they must bleed. I'm not trying to tell that I will bleed.
There is also the lyric, shit in a bag and crawl. So I was thinking, is that a continuation of the poop theme? Because in Hell Toupee, you have the song called, you have a lyric that goes, then I found myself taking a dump. It gave me time to contemplate. And then you have shit in a bag and you must bleed. Is there a poop theme?
Yeah, it is an ongoing poop theme in Turbo Negro lyrics. And that is also due to our very stuck-up relations regarding human feces. And we were brought up to be very anal about it.
Baboon!
And we cannot let the theme lie down, but still we try not to do it too much.
Now, Hank from Turbo Negro, you also have the song Do You Dig Destruction? And in it, there's a lyric that says, start a riot on your local rock station. Has that happened before for you? Have you started a riot on your local rock station? Are you a DJ?
We start riots wherever we go.
But specifically for rock stations, I'm asking you this because right now here at CITR, we're asking people to phone in and ask you questions, Hank, 604-822-2487. We're also asking people to phone into CITR, our radio station, and make donations so we can bring people, interviews with people like yourself, Hank. That's 604-822-1242. What can you say about college radio? Do they have college radio in Norway? Are you a DJ?
No. There are not many radio stations on the local level in Norway.
So,
they are mainly national.
Why should...
But they are very preoccupied with playing rock music.
Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Louder for Hank. Go ahead.
Hi, Hank. I have a question about your workout routine. I heard that you don't think it's a good idea to exercise your abdomen if you're a male. And I'm just wondering how you would recommend I work out.
But you must never aim to get a six-pack, because when it's spring break, it's the kegger that counts.
And caller, what were you wanting specifically from Hank? Like what you should work out, how you should work out?
What part of my body I should work out, and like how many times a week?
Work out your ass a lot. Work out your neck so you don't strain your neck if you are giving head at your local gym. And work out your thighs, because then they will look cool in bicycle pants. Just like Arnold.
Well, thank you, caller. Any other questions for Hank from Turbo Negro at all, caller?
I know that's enough for now.
Well, thank you, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Dude.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. Hank, why should people give money to radio stations like CITR? Why should people give money to radio stations that play Turbo Negro?
Because all the radio stations that play Turbo Negro, they are being shaked down by the Turbo Jugend, and you must give them money so they can pay the shakedown to the Turbo Jugend. And then they will bring money to the band.
Caller, are you there?
Maybe our limo will not break down on the freeway.
I'd like to talk to Hank.
Oh, go ahead to Hank, caller.
Okay, hey, I've got a question about the song Prince of the Rodeo. Is that about a real person? And did you, like, anticipate the whole gay cowboy craze that's sweeping America right now?
It was actually meant as a tribute to the gay rodeo scene in America.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What was it like, Hank, being on Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden's radio show?
That is quite a while ago.
What was that like?
I remember. I was very, very drunk then.
How about touring with Blowfly? Did you do some touring with Blowfly, legendary rapper Blowfly?
What?
Do you remember touring with Blowfly at all?
I cannot hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now, Hank?
Yeah.
Did you do any touring with Blowfly?
No, we never done tours with them.
How about on your new LP, you thank Andrew W.K.? Where did you run into Andrew W.K.?
Andrew W.K.?
Yeah.
He's very nice. Happy Tom is a very good friend.
Because believe it or not,
they hang out all the time.
What
microbrewery beer.
And you are Hank from Turbo Negro coming to Vancouver next Thursday. And Hank, on your new CD, you thank Andrew W.K. Now, Andrew W.K. is now working with Hanson, is now working with the band Hanson. And I notice Hanson is on your record label, Cooking Vinyl.
There you go.
You are label mates with Cooking Vinyl. How did you get hooked up with Cooking Vinyl? Because that record label is very interesting. It has Hanson, it has Happy Mondays, and it has Turbo Negro.
Yeah, and they even have Postman Pat.
It's an just amazing label with everybody.
Yeah, and you can imagine how the Christmas party will be.
Boom. Hank from Turbo Negro, winding up here, your manager is Michael Jobson. Is your manager Michael Jobson?
Yeah.
Now, he also manages Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it like at that Christmas party? You must be invited to some interesting Christmas parties.
Well, we have already started the Christmas party with Amy Winehouse. We started that last Christmas, and it's going on and on and on.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And her husband, Blake, is Santa Claus, or Satan Claus, we call him.
Caller, go ahead to Hank from Turbo Negro.
Hi, Hank, it's Crystal again. I saw you play in Seattle at the Showbox a couple of years ago, and some pleasant surprises that you brought to us were balloons with zillion-dollar bills in them, a midget version of yourself, and even Euroboy soloing while body surfing. I'm wondering what Vancouver's in store for on October 11th. Any surprises like that?
We will not do any special effects tour. We will just show our tight asses wrapped in denim.
So no special effects or special treats?
No, just very good music and very good looks.
Okay, well, that's good enough for sure.
Now, caller, is there a special Turbo Negro fan club, the Jugans? Is there any of those in Vancouver? Is there a chapter in Vancouver?
I believe there is, yes.
Is there a chapter in every city, Hank? What city has not understood Turbo Negro? Is there some place where there are no Turbo Negro fans?
I don't know. I think... we even have in Kabul and Tehran and Baghdad, we have chapters.
Well, thanks very much, caller, for phoning in. Anything else you want to add at all, caller, to Hank from Turbo Negro?
I'm just really excited.
Thank you for phoning in twice, caller. Twice. And you're going to get that tattoo, or that autograph, right?
Yeah, which will become a tattoo.
This is the caller that you're going to give an autograph to, Hank.
You're going to sign my bicep.
Cool.
Great. Well, thanks so much, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doo.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hank from Turbo Negro, have you played any gigs at all with the Addicts? Do you know the punk band The Addicts?
No.
The Addicts. Have you played the band?
No. I don't remember.
Because that guy wears face makeup, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, he dresses similar to you, but they are kind of like oi band, somewhat oi band from England. The Addicts, have you heard of them?
No.
What was that gig that you did in England like? The Download Festival. The Download Festival.
Yeah, that was a big festival.
Because you played on the Daryl Dimebag stage. How did people react to Turbo Negro? What did the metal fans think of Turbo Negro on the Dimebag stage?
Well, they're kind of excited. Wherever we play, people are crazy and excited and happy.
How about the barge you played on the Thames? Didn't you play a barge in England on the River Thames?
Oh, yeah. We tried to copy the Sex Pistol release party for Nevermind the Bollocks. So we had a riverboat party on the River Thames when we released Scandinavian Leather. I almost got decapitated on the Tower Bridge.
Did anybody get arrested?
Sadly, no.
And Hank from Turbo Negro, winding up here, did you play with the Ramones too long ago? What was it like playing with the Ramones?
Well, we figured out that the Ramones actually, their mop top hairdos were actually wigs.
Marky Ramone.
Yeah, it was wigs. Johnny and Joey, too.
You heard it here first from Hank from Turbo Negro. And Hank from Turbo Negro, what about the Hives? Are you good friends with Howling Pele from the Hives?
Very good buddies.
Has Howling Pele told the Maroon 5 or Timbaland about Turbo Negro? Because it seems like the Hives are playing with some interesting people these days. They're partying with Maroon 5 and Timbaland. Does Timbaland... Yeah.
I don't know. I hope Pele is mentioning my name to Nelly Furtado.
And Hank from Turbo Negro, what tours have you been offered? I see that you're playing with Marilyn Manson coming up. What tours have you been offered that you perhaps have turned down? Like, would you tour with Maroon 5?
We would tour with any good act that would fit together with our band. We have, as long as the tight schedule...
And Hank from Turbo Negro, are you still there?
Yeah, I hope so.
How's the accident? Hello? How was the accident there? Has your limo been repaired?
Yeah.
Well, last...
We are rolling now.
Great. Well, lastly here, Hank from Turbo Negro, the caller Crystal was wondering what sort of show you have in store for Vancouver. Do you guys like Negative Land? Thank you, Luke Meat, for this little tidbit here, and Bleak as well. Do you like Negative Land burn toast on stage? Like, do you have any smells that come from the stage? Have you brought any smells to the gig at all?
No, we have never gone that deep into the avant-garde.
Have you heard of any other bands putting smells up on stage?
No, I never heard about that phenomenon.
And what about the death tourism that you're generating for Norway? Are you getting any kickback for that? Because all these people, you know, going to Norway for the death tourism.
Death punk tourism.
Yes. Daft Punk.
We get lots of people traveling all the way from Tokyo, Japan, and wherever in California to come to Norway and see Turbo Negro and black metal bands.
Well, thank you very much for phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show here today, Hank from Turbo Negro. Really appreciate it. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
See you soon.
Yeah, why should people care about Turbo Negro? Why should people care?
Because if they try not to, we will haunt them in their nightmares.
Next Thursday at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, it's Turbo Negro. Well, thanks so much, Hank. We're going to now play, we're going to end the interview with a track from your new CD, The Hell to Pay. Anything you want to say about the Hell to Pay with the lyric, "Then I found myself taking a dump, it gave me time to contemplate."
Well, that happens if you do a bump.
Well, thanks so much, Hank. Keep on rocking in the free world and almost, Hank. Almost, Hank from Turbo Negro. Just got to fill it in. Thanks so much, Hank from Turbo Negro. Keep on rocking in the free world. Check you out on September plus many other months, October, and Hank?